Friday, April 5th, 2019. This is the Morning Mix. And good morning, everyone. JW here with Christy. This is the Morning Mix.
And this is the final weekend of the ski resorts being open in Park City.
Wow, what a season. I know. God.
It's like such a fun time, and then it's so sad because it's ending.
Yeah. It ended on a strong note. I got over to the canyons and over to PCMR, and boy, we got a ton of skiing, and it was just a beautiful day, too, on Clown Day.
Well, it's not, I mean, it's ending now. It's not over. You still have 2 more days.
I still have 2 more days, yeah.
Yeah. And tomorrow is pond skimming,
mm-hmm.
and I hope that everyone will be there. I'll be the judge for the costumes, and I'm going to just put it out there that I'm discerning. So it's not just enough to wear a Hawaiian shirt. You need to have, and I leave room in my scoring because, you know, there's going to be that person that comes down with like a dragon blowing fire or something, and you got to leave room to get that a good score.
Right.
So it's going to be some discerning judging, but it's such a fun event, and they get judged on distance and amplitude and attitude and all sorts of things.
And I would add, as discerning as you may be, you're also money motivated. So if we can get some cash together and stuff like that, we can maybe, you know, help somebody out, right?
You want me to hand out cash?
No.
I mean, that would be fun.
No, that you're bribable.
Oh, the cash is flowing the other way.
The cash is coming.
Oh, I'm totally
into that.
The
cash is coming to you, baby.
Yes. So look for me with that cash in hand.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You know, I said the same thing last year, and I got a call from somebody, and they said, yeah, how much money do you think she would need to, you know, throw a good score our way? And I said, oh, God.
You didn't throw out a dollar
value?
No,
I was just kidding. I should have said like $10,000 or something. But
what's it worth to you?
But pond skimming is a lot of fun, and yeah.
And then the last day, people dress up again and ride around in packs, and there's sort of some parties on the hill. And at Deer Valley, I know the beach was always the big deal. You going to be at the beach?
Yeah, I will. Now, I still have one ticket to the canyons and PCMR, so I still may go over and do the pond skimming tomorrow. Not do it, but, you know, hang out and watch it.
If you did it, though, I might look kindly on your... on your performance.
Well, first of all, you have to pre-register. You got to get there early,
mm-hmm.
and you have to have your act together.
I think you have to pay for it, too,
this
year.
Do you really?
Yeah,
wow, how about that?
It was like $50, which kind of makes sense. There's when your demand is higher than your supply,
mm-hmm.
you apply a price to it, but hopefully it goes to a good cause.
You know, we're pretty quiet over in Deer Valley, and going out there
Clown's
for Clown Day.
Clown skimming is not your style.
Oh, no, it is my style.
It's not Deer Valley style.
Yeah, but it's not Deer Valley style, but... going to Clown Day the other day. I mean, that was just so much fun.
Yes, yes, yes. Somebody, I read something on Facebook. Someone was talking about the beginning and the changes in Clown Day and why don't they talk about it on KPCW? And I wrote, I talk about it every year.
Yeah.
In fact, I read off that part on the back of my ski passes from 92, 93, 94, where it said in all caps, they took up a whole 2 lines on the back of the ski pass to say, full and midweek passes are not valid if the bearer is dressed as or made up as a clown on April 1st or any other day.
That's great. That's great.
I brought it all back. Well, welcome to our show. Our musical guests today are Morgan Thomas and Caleb Wendt. They are from Ogden. They're going to be playing in the studio throughout the hour. And we're going to talk to Renee Huang from the Utah Symphony, Utah Opera. She's talking about the Deer Valley Music Festival. The tickets go on sale right about now. Actually, tomorrow is that secret locals-only pre-ticket sale.
That's right.
And they're announcing the Deer Valley Music Festival for the whole summer up at Deer Valley. So that'll be really cool. She's going to fill us in on all of that, and we'll do weekend events at the bottom of the hour. And, we'll have some music and fun, as we do.
If you're just joining us in the Morning Mix, we shall return right after these messages. Stay with us. And musical guest Morgan Thomas and Caleb Wendt. Stay with us.
Hi, this is local attorney Lauren Forsyth with Christopher Greenwood & Associates, supporting our local community in KPCW. Our specialty is complex issues regarding divorce, post-divorce, business, real estate, and private defense in criminal cases. 655-3680 or online at chriswithakgreenwood.com.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub, open for lunch and dinner, and offering weekend brunch with traditional menu items like pub steak and eggs and eggs Benedict. Brewery tours available. Wasatch Brew Pub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
Hi, I'm Claudia McMullen, founder of Hugo Coffee Roasters. At Hugo Coffee, we love two things, coffee and dogs, and not necessarily in that order. Part of Hugo Coffee's mission is to save rescue animals in our community. That is why we love sponsoring the KPCW Nuzzles & Co. Adoptable Moment during the KPCW Classified Show. Hugo Coffee, saving dogs, one cup at a time.
And welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with Christy.
Christy here with JW and with our musical guests, Morgan Thomas and Caleb Wendt. Hey, Morgan, you're on the mic. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Thanks for coming back on. You were on in December. It's been a few months. What's your winter been up to?
Well, we've been busy doing a lot of gigs. We play a lot in Ogden. We have some regular gigs playing at the Angry Goat once a month.
And where's the Angry Goat? That's in Ogden?
That's a newer pub. It's right on Washington. Right across from the courthouse.
Oh.
So, yeah, we've been playing there and then recording a lot, too. We've been doing some, we're going to put out an album of Caleb's music and an album of my music as well.
When you guys play together, what do you call yourselves?
That's a good question.
Morgan and Caleb.
Mostly Morgan and Caleb. So, recently I started a group called Morgan in the Mountain, and that's kind of a separate, it's a band, but when Caleb's with me, he's the whole mountain. So I'm Morgan, and he's the
big
mountain.
Guy. There's no question about it.
A mountain of a man.
He is.
Caleb, it's
he
nice
really
to
is.
See that he's still hanging out with you.
Oh, yeah. Morgan's a good guy.
He deserves the title. He is a man of a mountain.
Well, what are you going to play first?
This is an original piece called Colors Drain.
Live in the Morning Mix, Morgan Thomas and Caleb Wendt. Now we're moving a mic around. Here we go.
Stand alone inside the shadow of a dream, waiting for the time. It catches up with me before I even see the dawning of the night. And I watch the sun go down, another time to come around. Colors drain into the moonlight of the street, and I listen for the sound. Wander through the dim-lit borders of the mind to find your bitter soul. You know it's pain that causes love to fall behind, but it makes you as a home. You watch the sun go down, you believe it comes around. The colors drain into the moonlight of the street, you listen for the sound. I hear the cry of voices underneath the wind, inside a thousand years. They tell me stories of a tale that never ends, but the end grows ever near. And they watch the sun go down, one more time to come around. The colors drain into the moonlight of the street. They listen for the sound. Oh, 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 oh.
Of cancers affecting both men and women, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths in the United States, but it doesn't have to be. I'm Dr. Rick Craig, gastroenterologist at University of Utah Healthcare's Redstone Clinic. Colon cancer is preventable with early screening. If you are 50 or older, get screened. For more information, visit redstone.uofuhealth.org. University of Utah Healthcare is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
Richard Marx's nearly three-decade-long career has innumerable highlights. Multiple Grammys, 30 million albums sold worldwide, and the only male artist in history to have his first seven singles reach Billboard's top five. He will be performing his solo concert at the Intimate Egyptian Theater for four nights, April 4th through the 7th. Reduced price tickets available Thursday and Friday. Tickets and info at parkcityshows.com or 649-9371. Egyptian Theater is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
So there's probably a smart speaker in your home. I don't want to say her name because I don't want to turn her on without your permission. I am married, after all. Did you know you could ask her to play KPCW? You can listen to great music, news, and information no matter where you are. As long as you have that smart speaker or KPCW app on your phone or your laptop where you can stream us online. KPCW Radio isn't limited by our broadcast signal in Summit and Wasatch County. You can take us wherever you are in the world and listen like a local.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix. Currently 39 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios, 41 degrees and overcast in Heber, but it's beautiful and sunny right now. They're saying 30% chance of snow showers this afternoon, according to the National Weather Service. We'll see if that happens or not. And but I think, you know, current thinking is it's just going to be beautiful. So get outside and have some fun. Tonight, chance of showers, 30%, then up to 70%. And Saturday, for pond skimming, somewhere between 90 and 60%. Starts at 90% of rain or snow showers, and then it tails down to 60%. Sunday, last day for the resorts being open, partly sunny, high of 52. It's going to start out in the early 30s, but it's going to get up to 52 quickly, and it's just going to be beautiful. I'll go all the way out to Monday. Monday, partly sunny with a high of 57, and it's going to be in the early 60s. In Salt Lake City. Woo!
Did you say snow today?
Possible.
I mean, anything's possible. Doesn't feel like it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, you know, the National Weather Service, you know. But joining us now in the studio, Renee Huang, and she is in charge of public relations and communications for the Utah Symphony and the Utah Opera. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks, guys. Nice to see you.
Yeah. You know, we like this time of year because you announce your new program and you get to come in and we get to yak about everything that's going on.
Yeah, the Deer Valley Music Festival is coming back. So end of June, June 28th is
June
the first
28th.
Day of our 7-week 19 concert series.
You're starting out with Chris Bode. That's pretty good.
It's going in with a bang.
What was that? 19 shows?
19 concerts.
19 concerts in
7 weeks.
You can jam a few more in there, like wedge them in, you know. That's amazing. That must be so fun for people to program and be like, okay, I got 19. Who do I want?
Well, it's kind of like Tetris because, I mean, we're in a region of the Intermountain West where, as you know, we're one of only 15 full-time orchestras in the country. And so a lot of the bigger acts are going towards like the Hollywood Bowl and things like that. And so we kind of intersect them as they're on their tours. So it's fun, but I think it's also a little bit like putting a puzzle together.
Yeah. Besides the scheduled pop-ups, like they're going to be at Silly Market on this date, or they're going to be at the Miners Park on, for an example, Saturday, July 20th, do you have any pop-ups that are not scheduled, that are totally random?
That are really going to pop?
Where they show up and it's kind of a surprise.
I mean, that's more difficult to do just because of the logistics behind, you know, professional musicians and things. And they really love playing in front of people. So it's not really about walk by foot traffic. You know, they want people to know, hey, this is something we don't normally do. And you're talking about the community pop-up series that we started last year and we're continuing into this year as a way of saying thank you to the community, collaborating with some amazing local organizations that are already here and doing some phenomenal things. So we've got some great friends at Mountain Town Music and the Park City Summit County Arts Council with the Art Pianos for All and Park Silly Market. So we're super excited. I think there's 11 different pop-ups that we're going to do in addition to the main stage concerts and the St. Mary's concerts.
Well, in a way, they are a surprise because a lot of people don't know they're coming. So one of the concerts, one of the Wednesday free concerts, there was a pop-up front-ending that. And I was doing the announcement, so I got to listen to that beautiful music. And then, yeah, it was just nice. It was a surprise to me. I didn't know it was coming.
Yeah, and that's the whole idea, to kind of bring the Utah Symphony and youth musicians who are connected with the Utah Symphony into the community, into unexpected platforms where you're kind of like, oh, wait a minute, really? You're playing at the Park Silly Market, and this is fun, and it's dressed down, and it's really kind of unexpected. And so that's the whole idea, to kind of bridge into these community organizations to show just how accessible classical music can be.
Of course.
Well, let's step it back to the big view and start from the, you know, tell the people listening, if they don't know what the Deer Valley Music Festival is, tell them about that and kind of how they get involved. And
sure. So we have a residency up in Park City, which means that we stop our regular concerts down in Abravanel Hall, which is where we're based. And we come up to Park City and we play in partnership with Deer Valley Resorts on the main stage at Snow Park Amphitheater. And so these are outdoor concerts. We fit upwards of 4,000, 5,000 people on the hill. And so it's this amazing atmosphere of you come, you bring your picnic, you bring your drinks, your kids can run around. It's super casual. And you spread out on the lawn and you enjoy as this amazing experience goes from like sunny, picnicky into the magic of the evening with the stars and everything. So it's this amazing experience where we have guest artists on the stage playing with the Utah Symphony, and you can just have this entire experience that I think really does define the Park City summer.
And somehow we still get away with being able to bring our own beverages.
Yeah.
Grandfathered in. So if anyone's new to town or haven't done it before, that's so unique and it's so nice. I think we take it for granted a little bit.
Well, you see people go all out with their picnics. I mean, they bring the baskets, they bring the gourmet stuff. They have, you know, the wine.
The candelabra. Uh-huh. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, wait, that's a great idea, Liberace. But yeah.
All right, so JW alluded to Chris Bode is the opening on June 28th. Uh-huh. Anyone else you want to highlight?
Yeah, so Chris Bode, in case you guys don't know, is a jazz trumpeter. He's really awesome, and he's come to play in the festival before. We have Kristen Chenoweth, so she was scheduled for last year, but due to health complications, she had to cancel her tour, so she's coming for sure. Super excited about her. Utah local Marie Osmond of the Osmonds is coming. So if anyone knows who that is, you know, that's kind of your genre.
I've heard of her, Marie
Osmond. Marie Osmond. We have the Indigo Girls.
Nice.
Who everyone loves.
They released an album, I think it was last year, that they played with a symphony. It was like a double album they had out. So they've clearly got the material for playing with a symphony.
They're a folk rock duo, lots of sing-along, great energy. And then we have a Broadway singer named Renee Elise Goldsberry, who was in the original cast of Hamilton.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and those are kind of the big name guest artists, but we have tributes to Aretha Franklin, the Rolling Stones. We've got our Disney concert, which is totally always a classic for families to bring their kids to, with music from movies like Moana and Coco and Frozen. We've got E.T., the full-length feature film. So come see the film, and everywhere that you hear music is the orchestra playing.
I think I'm going to, I think the Rolling Stones one is my, that kind of got me a little bit because, you know, do you remember JW when I was in here, we were on the air and I was trying to get my Rolling Stones tickets for Jazz Fest?
Yes.
And then they just canceled their whole North America tour.
No.
And Mick Jagger had surgery. And
so this is a tribute to, it's not.
Well, yeah,
actual.
But this is as close as I'm going to get because they canceled the tour. So
no.
I actually had Rolling Stones tickets for a moment, but no show.
Oh, yeah. And this one's going to be awesome. It's the 50th anniversary of the lunar landing.
Oh,
so
right.
So we have an entire show devoted to America in space. So lots of space music and intergalactic references and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and we're planning on the Cool Science Radio to have a special 50th anniversary of the landing. And anyway, I haven't heard from Buzz yet, but I'm trying to get Buzz Aldrin on. What? But he's 88 years old.
Well, when you were thinking about planning that show, did you think about what's the music in space?
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah,
did?
There's some really iconic, beautiful songs.
There's a lot of themed music, yeah. That'll be cool.
And yeah, no question about it. And if you are thinking, if you are new to town and you're thinking of attending one of these concerts, the other thing that's interesting is it's a beautiful summer afternoon and it's hot and the sun's on you. When that sun goes behind the mountains, you better have a jacket.
It can get down to 50.
Yeah.
Welcome to the mountains.
It's great. It's great.
And if you are a local, tell us about the locals ticket sales.
That's right. So tomorrow we have, we do this every year. It's a locals pre-sale, which means you can buy single tickets to any of the concerts with the exception of signature concerts. So that would be Kristen Chenoweth and Murray Osmond. But all the other concerts you can buy single tickets to at a 20% discount. So if you show your Wasatch, Summit County, Park City residency ID, your driver's license or something like that, then you get access to those tickets before they go on sale to the general public.
But you have to go do it in person, right?
You have to go do it in person. And it's at the visitor center, so okay. Kimball Junction.
Oh, so between... it's not just lawn seats. It's also reserve seating?
No, it's actually just lawn seats.
Lawn seats,
but
okay.
But if there's four or more concerts you want to go to, then you can actually buy a package and get a 20% discount for reserve seats.
Okay.
Or groups of 10 or more, so VIP seating or... group tickets also qualify for the 20%.
And hopefully you're going with four or more people. Oh, no, it's not four
concerts,
more people. Four or more shows.
Four more
okay.
concerts,
gotcha.
10 or more people.
Well, once you get your picnic thing all set up, you know, it's like having all your camping gear all ready. Then you're like, let's do it again. I have it all set up. So once you get your picnic stuff all set up, and all you have to do is refresh your bottle maybe and pick up some food, you just keep going back. Anyone else you want to talk about? Bravo Broadway Life is a Cabaret?
Yep, there's the cabaret concert. There's a patriotic celebration. We actually just announced earlier this week the Mexican acoustic guitar duo, Rodrigo y Gabriela. And that will actually be without orchestra. So they are just like solo on stage. But
I
they're
think
a big
they've
deal.
Got a song in the AAA top 10 right
oh,
now.
Oh, they're a huge deal.
Yeah. And they, I think they played at Sundance last year.
Yeah.
I think that song's titled, We're Not Paying for That Wall.
Something like that.
Yeah, and the and Tchaikovsky's 1812 overture with
right.
again the Cannoneers of Wasatch.
Of the Wasatch, yeah, they are these phenomenal. They're mainly retirees. They belong to actually a larger group called the Wasatch or the Mountain Men of the Wasatch.
Right,
and they dress up in kind of colonial gear, and they go camping, and they have these like big excursions where they're all just pioneering. But then this smaller group, the Cannoneers, they build their own cannons, and so they bring them. There's like a dozen cannons lined up on the hill at the iconic moment in the 1812 overture. They blast them, so it's kind of like the sonic boom full body experience.
Yeah, it's great. We've had them on before. They're a lot of fun.
And I always have these technical questions of how to time it.
Yeah. There's electronic timers.
Yeah, and I think it's like a simple answer, but it always kind of flummoxes me.
Mm.
All right, so the locals ticket sales, it's tomorrow. What time?
3 to 5 at the visitor center.
Okay, so set your alarms if you want to go do that so you don't forget tomorrow. Don't get caught up in your Saturday and forget.
In Kimball Junction.
Yep. And then otherwise, the tickets are on sale. Are they currently on sale online?
They are. The VIP packages and the group tickets are on sale right now, but the general public will get single ticket availability on the 9th. So that's next Tuesday.
Okay. All right.
So just a quick review. It is tomorrow at the Visitor Center in Kimball Junction between 3 and 5 p.m. You can get a 20% discount from a lawn seat for any of the concerts. And if you participate in four or more concerts, you can get 20% discount off the single ticket price for all artists with the exceptions of Kristen Chenoweth and Marie Osmond.
Right. And if you get four more concerts, then you can also get VIP tickets at 20% discount.
Okay.
So that's kind of the way to access the reserve seating.
Yeah. You know, one thing that I always find fascinating is the economic impact of what the symphony does for this area, for restaurants, for hotels, for all those sorts of things. Can you take us through that?
Yeah, so we do surveying after each of the festivals just to find out what the patron experience is like and what people like and don't like and just patterns in people who are coming to the festival. And I think one of the stunning stats that we found is that more than 70% of people who come are coming specifically for the festival. So it draws them here, and then they actually stay here, and they're shopping, and they're doing other things like going to the Olympic Park and going hiking. And so it really opens the doorway for people to have this mountain experience that's kind of anchored by the Deer Valley Music Festival. So I think 86% said that they had eaten at a local restaurant, and more than 50% had gone shopping, had visited Main Street, and have done an outdoor activity like hiking or biking.
And through the entire festival, the summer festival, it's an attendance in excess of about 45,000 people.
Yeah, and so it's been growing each year. 45,000 means that some of them are coming back, and so they're making kind of a summer weekend of it and just programming it into their weekend options.
And I know I've said this before, but it's worth repeating, and that's that I used to live in Boston, and when the symphony would leave every summer and go out to Tanglewood, we really missed them. But the people in Tanglewood, they were delighted. And I just hope everybody in Park City and in the area really appreciates that we are the summer home of the Utah Symphony.
That's right. And so it's, yeah, we're one of only 15 full-time orchestras in the country, which means that we play throughout the year. And it's really quite a privilege to have a summer home up here.
And for all the people that you play to, there are more there are more people that listen to the concerts free than pay because of the program you have with all the different schools throughout the state of Utah. Is that correct?
Well, so during the year, yeah, we have this education outreach program that reaches excess of 155,000 students through the various orchestra and opera outreach programs that we do. And so it's stunning for people to find out that a third of the orchestra concerts are actually for school children.
Yeah.
And so we go into school auditoriums, gymnasiums, and there's a fifth grade program where during February they come to the hall by the busload. So there's thousands of kids who come and they get these free orchestra concerts, which are funded partially by the state and donors. But, I mean, it's one of the biggest education outreach programs, I'd say, of any symphony or opera company.
Such a nice opportunity.
Oh, it really is. It really is. So it starts on June 28th with mm-hmm. Chris Bode, and it buttons up August 7th with Schubert's. Is that the final one?
10th.
Indigo Girls are on the
Indigos. Okay.
Yep.
Great.
Right. And I might add as well that most of the main stage concerts are Pops concerts with guest artists. But then if people really want the classical experience, there are also four chamber concerts at St.
That's
Mary's
right.
Church, which is a beautiful experience as well.
Yeah.
They open up the doors. I remember sitting in the pews one time and looking out and seeing deer while listening to like Mendelssohn or Schubert or something.
The deer were like, I heard the chamber concert's on tonight. Let's go.
Yeah.
Right. Sure.
Right. We're not going to Snow Park anymore. We're going to hang here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where do people go online to get their tickets?
They can go to DeerValleyMusicFestival.org.
All right.
Renee Wong, everybody, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Always a pleasure.
It's always fun to jam with you.
Is there anything that we didn't cover? We got it all.
I think we got it all.
All right.
Well, you guys might be coming and doing a live remote from a Bravenel Hall.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask.
Oh, yeah.
We'd love to do that.
We are working on that, and hopefully for Chris Bode, but yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
That'll be
our third year doing that.
Yep, and to kick off the concert or the series.
It's the only way to go. Only way to go. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. You going to get out and make some turns before things button up the next 2 days?
Yes, I'm meeting some girlfriends now to go disco skiing.
Ooh.
Disco skiing.
Quick highlight of disco skiing. Oh, she's got some silver lamé on. What is it just the costume theme for the ski day?
Yes.
Wow.
I can't say anything more.
Wow.
How many girls?
I don't know. However many show up. Some of them don't have 70s disco gear, so they're going to wear 80s, but, you know, we don't care.
They don't have 70s disco gear. Actually, I don't either, but I could create something. But which mountain are you on so people can look for you?
We're going to be at the Canyon Space.
Nice. All right. That's upping it a notch. Disco skiing.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks. You guys too.
All right. Renee Huang, Utah Symphony, Utah Opera. We're going to go to a couple of underwriters, and when we return, weekend events. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Carolyn from Recycle Utah. Did you know that we preserve our watershed by keeping hazardous waste out of the landfill? At our spring collection day with the Sunrise Rotary Club, we accept paints, batteries, chemicals, and more. It's free for Summit County residents only on April 27th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Canyon's parking lot. Recycle Utah is your local nonprofit recycling drop-off center, bringing water conservation ideas to you for over 25 years, and we support KPCW.
Earl Foote here. Frustrated with your current business technology? Nexus IT proudly supports KPCW and other local businesses with IT support, IT and hardware as a service, Wi-Fi, cybersecurity defense, and creative cloud solutions since 1998. 435-487-9099 or nexusitc.net.
And welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with Christy. Exciting Utah Symphony starting up again.
JW just asked me to modulate, and I'm not sure I'm capable.
Yes, you can modulate. I know.
So
you
modulate
can.
Is to like make myself kind of on a one plane, one level plane.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
excitement factor.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna try.
So if you get excited, you just pull back from the mic a little bit. You know.
I'm always excited.
I know.
I tend to lean in. It's good. You know, I think this is about my third year here, and boy, I am open to the feedback. If anyone wants to tell me anything, please reach out.
No, you're doing
Christy
great.
At KPCW. No, I think it's good to know. You know, again, we're open. Wide open. Hey, let's turn it back to some live music here in the studio with Morgan Thomas and Caleb Wendt. Morgan, we're back on you. How you been?
I'm doing great. It was awesome to hear about the Deer Valley concert series. That's
yeah.
going to be awesome.
So we've talked about you play a lot in Ogden, and there's a great burgeoning music scene over there. Do you travel at all for gigs at this point?
Yeah. Once in a while, we'll go out of state for something. You know, summer's coming up, festivals, stuff like that. And this summer, we're going to do a little bit of touring. Going to go down to like Sedona area, Arizona, a little bit of Colorado, and hopefully the West Coast.
That doesn't sound like a little bit. Each one of those drives is like 8 hours.
Yeah, that's
true. Sedona's like 11 or maybe 10.
Yeah, it's a ways. It'll be a couple-week trip, but I'm excited.
Sounds
it's
like fun.
A lot of fun.
Some great hiking down there, too.
Oh, so. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to make sure we leave plenty of time to hang out.
And probably some great inspiration.
Great inspiration. And if you're going to be in the mountains there where all that great hiking is, and you got a mountain man with you, you got Caleb.
Yeah.
He's just the mountain.
He's just the mountain.
Well, he's actually got a great, is it an 86 Econoline van that we've attempted to take on tour and were unsuccessful the first time, but we may try again.
Well, in 2 more years, it'll be a classic, so maybe we'll wait till then.
Well, it's registered. Yeah,
oh, it's classic.
It's got the license plate, right? The classic, yeah.
All right, well, tell us about your next song.
This is kind of an older one. It's called Wintertime Blues, and it's about this time of year when you feel like it should be springtime, and it keeps going back to winter, and then back to spring, and then back to winter. Like, you know, living in Utah.
Once the resorts close, we feel that way. It's like, I don't need this snow anymore.
Yeah.
Turn it off.
We've already had second winter this year, and I'm hoping we don't have third winter.
Mm.
I think we're okay. Live on the Morning Mix, Morgan Thomas, Caleb Wendt.
In the constant cry of a helpless spirit trapped within the soul, and I've got time to kill before the ship goes down, along with everyone, falling into the sea. Time blues, comfort words won't save you too, but show me the best way out, and you won't hear me shout the truth. Is all we know, because of everything we shouldn't have to show. And it's a real good thing that you can run away from the haunting thoughts that chase you every day. Is that the wintertime blues? Comfort words won't save you too, but show me the best way out, and you won't hear me shout the truth. Distant mind back from every soul that shares the same design. But do you wish to conquer time with every breath, but just can't figure out what's going on in your head? Well, that's the wintertime blues. Rock and roll might shame you too, but show me the best way out, and you won't dare to shout the truth.
Nice, Morgan and Caleb.
Thank you.
Well, it's that time again. It's time for weekend events.
The Basin Recreation is holding a blood drive today from 2 to 7 p.m. to support the Red Cross. So if you are flowing, go on over there and donate.
Yeah. In the film A Tube to Cuba, screening this weekend at Park City Film, the leader of New Orleans' famed Preservation Hall Jazz Band seeks to fulfill his late father's dream of retracing the band's musical roots to the shores of Cuba in search of the indigenous music that gave birth to New Orleans jazz. Screenings are Friday and Saturday at 8, Sunday at 6.
Today, the Star Wars fan train runs tonight at the Heber Valley Railroad in Heber. You can ride this historic train in your favorite movie-themed costume.
Ooh, and continuing on with Heber, Heber schools are out this week, so the Wasatch County Library's been showing films, the last of which is today at 6. They're showing Mary Poppins, the new version, at 6 p.m. also in Heber tonight and tomorrow night. Local food trucks will congregate near the City Hall fire pit so you can get food and enjoy it with friends and community around the fire pit.
Triumph of the Spirit is a movie night at the Eccles Center. It's hosted by the National Ability Center and the Park City Institute, and they're celebrating freestyle skiing and adaptive athletes, shattering expectations and adversity.
In Camas tonight at the Artique, it's First Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. It's an artist opening and social encouraging community art appreciation at 283 North Main Street.
And there is a lot of live music today and tonight at the at the DeJoria Center tonight. The all-vocal a cappella country music sensation Home Free will be bringing Nashville country standards and country-dipped pop hits to the stage as a five-man band with no instruments, just their voices. Petty Theft, the San Francisco-based Tom Petty tribute show, is at OP Rockwell tonight. Richard Marx is at the Egyptian Theater. DJ Logic is at the Cabin for what they're calling their Season Ender Bender Party. I like that name. DJ Maddie Moe is at Downstairs. Carnage is at Park City Live. And Donner Pass is at the Spur.
Woo, that's a lot
going
on.
Some choices to pick there.
Folks, that's going to button it up for Friday. We move on to Saturday. Pond skimming takes place at Canyonside of PCMR near the Red Pines Lodge at noon. Christy Dillaway, one of the judges.
At the Park City Ice Arena tomorrow, the National Ability Center is holding a drop-in sledge hockey instruction and play from 1 to 2:30 p.m. All equipment is provided, but if you have a helmet, elbow pads, and gloves, you should bring them. This event repeats for the next two Saturdays as well, and I will tell you, having overseen a corporate event doing that, it is a lot of workout quickly.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I'll bet it is. I'll bet it is. Park City Library and Park City Film Series present The Chronicles of Narnia at the library at 4 p.m. It's the free screening in their Books to Film series.
Ballet West 2 is performing a mixed bill of time-honored classical routines and bold new works, showcasing the troupe's impressive and diverse ballet dance talents at the DeJoria Center in Camas.
Here's what's cooking for Saturday night's live music. Dragoneer and Henry Hunter will be playing at the Canyons Village after pond skimming for a free outdoor spring concert. Brothers Brim is at the Payday Deck of PCMR. Victor Menegas is at Downstairs. Richard Marx is at the Egyptian Theater. Sin City Soul at the Spur. And DJ Jeske at Spinning Discs upstairs at the Spur.
And then let's move on to Sunday, which is the final day for the local ski resorts for the 2018-2019 season. For opera music at PCMR, Metal Dogs is playing at 1, and the Breakfast Club is playing at 3 on the Canyons Village side. And Big Blue Ox is at the Payday Deck at 1 and Super Bubble at 3. And then Richard Marx is doing his final night at the Egyptian Theater Sunday at 6.
That's it.
Big weekend.
That'll do it for weekend events.
So Caleb Wendt and Morgan Thomas, our musical guests, I pulled Caleb over to his own microphone because I want to talk about some of the things you were highlighting to us in the green room, one of which was the 150th anniversary of the Golden Spike, the meeting of the railroads. Tell us about what's going on for that.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool. The Union Pacific is putting on a big show trying to just kind of highlight what a huge event that was. If you think about just 150 years ago, railroads were like the way to go. And right now with technological advancement, I think they're going to try and showcase the best of technology in Ogden on 25th Street and just doing kind of an all-out party with bands. And
So the event is in Ogden, not at the Golden Spike. Okay, that's good.
Yep.
It's a little more accessible.
Yeah, it'll be too far of a drive.
And Ogden really was or is a railroad town. Is it still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It at least started that way, you know.
And it was a real crossroads of music, traveling music, right? A lot of, I don't know how that worked. Was it sort of where a spur would come? Like you'd get to there and then from that point you would take off in different directions?
Or? Yeah, it was kind of like the breakout for people that were traveling through. I mean, we've got legendary Joe McQueen there. I think he's turning 100. In
yeah.
May.
Yeah.
And
right, didn't
playing.
He take a train there and then stopped and never stopped. Moved
That's
on?
That's the story.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of a champ.
So what will be going on for that event? Do you know more about that?
There'll be a few stages and then just kind of
a lot of vendors,
yeah. And they'll basically be shutting down all of 25th Street, Washington Boulevard, and just packing it for events. Union Pacific's bringing in a ton of old trains, so I think they're going to open up the Union Station.
Oh, then you get all the train people, the aficionados. Yeah, that makes sense.
The famous there's a train, a famous train called Big Boy, I think, that's going to be there. And I don't know a whole lot about it, but I know it's a big deal for train people.
And train like people are famous. Big into their, yeah. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So there must be people coming from all over the world, I would imagine.
Right.
Probably.
They
yeah.
anticipate between 200 and 250,000 people.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Do you know the date of that?
It will be from the 9th of May to the 11th.
Oh, coming up. Oh, cool. Right. All right. And then the Ogden Twilight series, concert series. I know I put some of the songs, music by some of those artists into our playlist so we could make sure we're familiar. But what do you know about that? Those coming up?
Yeah, they just...
Or tell us how it feels when you're over there.
It's I've actually worked Twilight series last year, and they've just really upped their game almost too much. You know, when you have too many people, I like the sitting on the grass, relaxing, but the artists are just phenomenal. We've got Iron and Wine this year, which I'm a really big fan of the... just the talent that they're bringing in. So it's a wide range from EDM to singer-songwriters.
And Flaming Lips are coming back,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, Flaming Lips, that's right.
Yeah, last year I knew a bunch of people that took the train from Salt Lake up to Ogden, which is kind of a fun idea because you get off right there. And
yeah.
Is it in the amphitheater or where is it?
Correct. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Which is right in the middle of the city.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's been really good for local business, you know. There's Lucky Slice, like right across the street. They get
have
tons
you been to Lucky
business.
Slice?
Have not been there.
Oh. It's a little place. It's excellent.
Yeah.
A lot of good choices.
Yeah. Yep. Coffee shops, you know. Mm-hmm. I think they enjoy
and
the
it's
little
it's all
boom.
Walking distance from the railroad.
Yeah.
So you can just, the amphitheater's at the end of 25th Street, and they open that up pretty.
Yeah. Honestly, you could come a few hours early before the concert and just walk around 25th,
yep.
You know. There's plenty to do.
Yep. And they actually sell beer in the venue, too.
That's nice.
I want to go back to technology. I think it's amazing, the 150th anniversary for Union Pacific. And back then when they bridged the east to the west 150 years ago, newspapers were free. I think they were subsidized by the government because they would throw newspapers on these trains and ship them out to the Western territories because they were concerned that people would lose touch with what was happening in the main population bases, which at that time
of course you would.
Were focused on the East Coast.
Yeah.
But they wanted to make sure that people, you know, connected and stayed with the United States and in lots of different ways. And then about 120, and you think about train travel and the technology for that type of stuff and how that's evolved over the last 150 years. And then you look at the Wright brothers starting out in the early 1900s and how, you know, plane travel. So that was, you know, 120 years ago. And there's a piece of cloth from the original Wright brothers plane from Kitty Hawk that accompanied Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong when they were on Apollo 11, when they went to the moon in respect to the two guys that really made all this stuff happen for us. Mm. And to think that 69 or 70 years later, we were walking on the moon from that first flight at Kitty Hawk. So it's just really interesting.
It's a pretty quick 150-year progression.
Oh, man.
What's next?
Yeah, it's really exciting. Yeah.
Nice. And I think that the that meeting at Promontory with the Golden Spike of the East and the West Railroad spurs coming together put the Pony Express out of business.
Yeah.
Which was pretty short-lived, strong in lore. Mm-hmm. But and the Pony Express route went right through nearby here.
That's right.
Yeah, but then they were out of business because the train could do it without all those ponies.
Yeah, technology moves forward. Things change, yeah.
Catalysts for progression.
But the interesting thing is that it took longer to absorb technology back then. So for an example, when the cars were introduced, it took them a while to really ramp up production so that the people that had businesses of stables and the people that were shoeing the horses and the carriage makers and all of that, they had plenty of time to evolve towards the new stuff. Technology today is moving too quickly, so it makes it more difficult to absorb that technology. So, for an example, with artificial intelligence and robotics, my concern is that this stuff is going to take off so fast that we're not going to have time to retrain the workforce and get people involved in other things. So,
is that also a feeling of when we're older and feel there's that innate fear of getting placed out, right? And now it's just so fast that, you know, you're looking to your 10-year-old to, or a 10-year-old to tell you how to do stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I hand my phone to my teenager all the time and ask, can you fix this?
Well, the average age of a truck driver is 50 in the country. And with autonomous trucks right down the road, I mean, you know, it's not going to be long before they come out. It's not like you can take 50 and 55-year-old people and introduce them into computer programming.
Right.
So there's all sorts of questions that need to be answered.
Just out of curiosity, before we kick it back for some live music, how do you happen to know that the age of the average truck driver is 50?
I don't know. I don't know, but it is. I heard it somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's an interesting fact. It's good to pull that out on radio and make a good conversation.
Yeah.
Well, we have time for another song. Morgan, what do you want to tell us a little bit about your song and how you wrote it? And I will, before we kick to that, I will thank our sponsors for sponsoring the show, which are Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, San Francisco Design, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties. So, songwriting?
Yeah. So I decided I wanted to play a brand new one.
Is it a premiere?
Not quite, but as far as radio goes,
KPCW?
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
Yes. I've never played on the radio, so.
Excellent.
Okay.
Yeah, this is actually a song about a painting by Thomas Cole from the 1800s. It's called Voyage of Life. That's the name of the painting, and then also the name of the song.
Live on the Morning Mix, Morgan Thomas, Caleb Wendt.
Anywhere the wind blows, there goes my soul. For I am the child of the unknown. Oh, down the river I'll go. Mind roams, I'd go alone. For I am the traveler of the road. Oh, no other choice do I hold. Shows the future's unknown. For time is the river through the soul. Oh, and only forward it goes. Thank you.
Hi, Dan Dearden here, owner of Just Right Air, sponsor of KPCW programming. Just Right Air has been advising Park City area homeowners to repair, replace, and maintain their heating and air conditioning since 2004. Details at justrightair.com.
And you are listening to KPCW in Park City, and that was Morgan Thomas and Caleb Wendt. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Everybody get outside. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Sunday looks like the day for your last day skiing, but you can also ski today and tomorrow.